Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some educators in Illinois fear the Trump administration may gut crucial programs helping students from low-income families and kids with special needs. At least 50 employees are being pushed out of the Chicago offices of the Department of Education, nearly all through layoffs announced by the administration on Tuesday. Some educators worry that the Trump administration may also pull Title I funding, which supports students from low-income families. Jill Scarselli is an elementary school librarian in Joliet.
A lot of our staffing is funded through Title I. So how do you support students with less staff?
The U.S. Education Secretary has said that the plan is not to defund existing programs, but to manage them more efficiently. Some Chicago Board of Education members seem open to making a controversial payment to the city to cover a pension contribution. At the first of two hearings on amending CPS's budget, CEO Pedro Martinez again argued against making the pension payment. But board member G2 Brown said that the school district could face consequences if the school district spurned city leaders who are demanding payment.
Politics 101, they're not going to be supportive of those resources coming into CPS for our long-term health as we look to try to correct this structural deficit that Chicago Public Schools is in. Because it didn't start with this board and it didn't start with this mayor.
Board members discussed the idea of refinancing debt to unearth needed money. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced plans to roll back 31 environmental regulations. Any business that wants to pollute waters protected under the Clean Water Act needs to get a permit first. The Trump administration wants to limit which waters are protected by the law. Rachel Havelock directs the Freshwater Lab at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
I do think it is a piece of a larger strategy to simply stop regulating pollution in water.
She says the move will endanger critical wetlands and drinking water for rural Illinois communities. Cook County could lose more than $100 million a year if the state ends a health insurance program for immigrants. In Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal, he wants to stop providing health insurance for low-income immigrant adults 42 to 64 years old. About 8,000 were treated last year at Cook County's public health system. That brought in over $100 million to the county. Still, County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says she has bigger worries, potentially massive cuts from President Trump.
There's talk of rolling back ACA expansion, implementing work requirements. Capping funding, all these changes would strip healthcare coverage from those who need it most.
Advocates say the state's program is a lifeline for immigrants without legal status. But without funding, it would end June 30th. A couple more things to know today. Chicago attorneys have filed a motion in federal court arguing federal agents violated the rights of at least 22 people who have been arrested and detained as part of a crackdown on immigration since President Donald Trump's inauguration. Attorneys say federal agents didn't use the proper warrant before making the arrest. The 22 cases include the arrest of Julio Noriega, a 54-year-old U.S. citizen who was an Illinois resident. In a statement, Noriega says he was taken to an ICE processing facility in suburban Broadview where he was held for hours until the agents realized he was a citizen. Attorneys argue the government's actions also violate a settlement agreement from a 2018 class action lawsuit filed in response to unlawful arrests by ICE agents. St. Patrick's Day is Monday and will be celebrated throughout this weekend. The Chicago River will be dyed green tomorrow morning, starting at 10, followed by the downtown parade stepping off after noon. The South Side and Northwest Side Irish parades are both planned for Sunday at noon. And speaking of St. Patrick's Day, it's going to be a wild and windy holiday weekend in the Chicago area. The National Weather Service is declaring a wind advisory from 4 p.m. today to 1 a.m. Saturday, and then a high wind watch through Saturday afternoon. The Weather Service expects wind gusts to get up to 60 miles an hour tomorrow. Forecasters say they could blow down trees and power lines and make travel hazardous. Today will be sunny, windy, and unseasonably warm with a high of 78 degrees. Tonight we'll see showers and thunderstorms with a low of 53. And then tomorrow, other than wind, we'll have a high of 65. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.